No.
Just pop up all over the lawn out there in the springtime when it rains.
You'd call them blooming flowers, I reckon, in the spring.
Well, be like, it wouldn't be flowers, it'd be umbrella shape.
Umbrella shape.
You know, a little.
I know what you're talking about.
What do you call those things?
I don't know what you call them.
You ever call them anything like, well, you know, like, do you ever cook with anything like that?
Never had.
Mushrooms or anything like that?
Mushroom, I'll cook mushroom.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, do they grow around here?
They grow, I reckon they do. I don't know now. I don't see none of that growing. The only way I can buy vegetables now is go downtown. They have a farmer's market. There's a meet every Tuesday and Thursday, and all the farmers will bring their vegetables in to sell. And I go down there, but I don't buy such stuff as that. I buy peas and corn, turnip greens, and iced potatoes and stuff like that.
You do buy the greens, the turnip greens?
Yeah.
How do you cook them?
You cook them in water and boil them till they're tender, the leaves.
How do you serve them?
You serve them in a big bowl, and then you take whatever you want to out of them and cut them off, season them.
Do you call them turnip greens or what?
Turnip greens. Call them turnip greens.
Well, what about those mushrooms? Do you ever see them growing around the house, but not quite the same thing? The little poisonous and the white ones?
No, I never have seen them grow. The only thing I've seen mushroom grow is that plant out in the field and cultivating them.
You've seen them growing like that?
I've seen them growing like that.
What about toadstools or frog stools, something like that? You ever?
Frog stew. I never have eaten in frog stew.
You know what they are?
No.
The frog stools, the toadstools.
The what?
Have you ever heard of toadstools?
Never have heard of toadstools.
Well, you were speaking of the garden a minute ago. Well, what do you mean when you say the garden? What was that?
That was a plot of little land out there, a small half acre or something like that, a quarter of an acre of land. You planted your onions, potatoes, your cabbage, your beans, and your peas and everything in it. That's for home use. That's for home use.
Did it have a fence around it or anything?
Well, sometimes you put a fence around it. In my case, I just planted out there by the house, you know, because it was already fenced and no cows could get to it or nothing.
Where would you plant something like a turnip green or something?
You plant that in the garden.
Did you ever just sort of have an area you just sort of broadcast them?
Broadcast them and flat break the land. You call that flat breaking, was a turning play, you know, either a tractor or one flat break it and sow your turnip green seed and turnips will come up under the ground and the greens on top. And when you get to a certain stage, you can pull them up and sell them when they're real tender, see? And get a good price for them.
So would you call that a garden?
Call that a garden. I never did plant that in the field like that. Only thing I ever planted in the field was cotton and corn.
Well, what do you mean when you say a field?
A field, out there is a big crop, strap of land that's planted in corn or cotton or something like that, that's fenced off where cows can't get into it.
You just plant one crop in it?
You can plant one or two crops. You can plant a crop of corn in it. You can plant a crop of cotton in it. You can plant most anything in it as long as no animals can get it and destroy it. Now, you can broadcast turnip seed and get a big supply of turnip greens and all and pull them up and take them to town when they're fresh and sell them, you know.
What about the... tobacco or something. You ever
see tobacco? I never did see tobacco. Tobacco's been grown here in this county, but it's for my time.
Did they grow that in a
They grow that in a field.
Well,